Hi there and welcome. You're listening to the Quick Devotional Podcast, brought to you by Brian Devotional, publisher of online devotions for Christian women. The Quick Devotional Podcast brings you bite-sized devotions from God's Word to bless your day. Join us beyond this podcast at briandevotional.com for resources to enrich your walk with Christ. Today, we're reading Luke's account of Jesus feeding the 5,000. You'd find that in Book of Luke, chapter 9, from verse 10 to 17. And I'll read it quickly here. Verse 10, when the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here." And he replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go out and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Now, this is one of my favorite miracles recorded in the Bible, and I totally love the flex here that through God's supernatural provision, they went from not having enough to having 12 baskets left over. The crowd was out there in the middle of nowhere because they had been following Jesus. They wanted to hear more about this kingdom of God that he proclaimed. They wanted to be healed and delivered from their afflictions. I love that God showed here that he is able to satisfy both our physical and spiritual needs at the same time. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33, Jesus reminds us that our Heavenly Father knows our needs. Our job is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to us. These guys who came out to listen to Jesus were seeking first the kingdom of God for sure. I also love the model of prayer that Jesus shows here. The problem was clear. There wasn't enough food to feed the crowd. So Jesus lifts what's available up to God in prayer, and then he gives thanks before he asks that it be shared with the crowd. He gave thanks for it before anything even happened. Now that's pretty remarkable. Giving thanks before the miracle. It reminds me of what Paul said in Philippians 4:6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." In other words, present your request to God with thanksgiving. I like the sound of that. Ask him and thank him for it right away, even before it is done, even before you see the results of what you asked for. Well, what if it doesn't get done, you might ask? What if he doesn't do what I prayed for? We still give thanks. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Giving thanks in all situations is what God wants for us. Pouring your heart out to God, bringing your request to him, and following it up with gratitude, even when things don't go our way, strengthens our faith and honors God. It's us saying, "Look, Lord, I trust that your plan is better than mine. So however way this swings, I am on your side." Giving thanks is about expressing gratitude, appreciation. It's acknowledging the good even in the midst of our challenges. And God is good. I've realized that I need to be more mindful of this. Gratitude is not just for the good times. It's a lifestyle that can relieve stress, combat depression, and bring about a sense of fulfillment. And that's something I really want to embrace more in my life. I do not want to be just a person of prayer and faith, but also a person of gratitude. And so today I pray for myself and you too, that we will be more intentional about expressing our gratitude and appreciation to God and the people in our lives, that we will give thanks in every situation as this is the will of God, and that we will learn to bring our requests with thanksgiving, thanking Him for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He is yet to do. Amen. Thank you for listening to me today. If this podcast has blessed you, remember to subscribe, leave us a review. You can email us too at briandevotional@gmail.com. If you have any questions or just want to say hi, we'd love to hear from you. God bless you.